This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
Gavin, Katie, and Rain. It's the wake-up call.
Gavin's phone scams every morning here on the wake-up call. If you've missed any of them, you can text SCAM to 73389 or get them at endonline.com. Tell us about your phone scam today.
Lizzie and her fiancé have already had their wedding delayed because of coronavirus, and I am calling from the venue that is delaying their wedding to delay it yet again, this time past January for COVID-20, the next pandemic.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the wake-up call.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Lizzie.
This is she.
Hi, Lizzie. This is Sid Busy, and I'm calling from... How are you?
Fine. How are you doing?
We're doing okay. You originally had a wedding that was scheduled originally for the end of this month. Is that correct?
Originally, yes.
Okay. And that was canceled and then postponed, and then we did reschedule it. Do you have the date of that reschedule?
Yeah, it was for January 23rd.
January 23rd. Okay. Oh, yeah. I see you here. Okay. Lizzie and Michael.
Yes, you got it.
So I wish I was calling with better news. Unfortunately, I'm not. We need to cancel that date as well. I'm sorry. Crazy times. And we need to postpone your wedding again. The problem is that all dates from now on are being postponed with kind of like quotes around it, like, we're sticking a pin in it, but it's very much fluid at this point, okay?
Well, I mean, why are you postponing mine in January?
Well, obviously, we don't know what the number...
What are you postponing it to?
We don't know when we're going to postpone it. We don't want to use the word indefinitely because for some reason, a lot of people don't seem to know what that word means, me included. So we're just kind of saying we're just postponing and
you're
canceling.
You're just basically canceling it. You're just basically canceling my date. Is that what you're saying?
Officially, yes, we are canceling your date. However, though, we would love to host it TBD.
Well, that's basically like canceling it. This is ridiculous. Like, why?
Our management has decided that we need to start preparing now for COVID-20.
I'm sorry. Is there something that you know that I don't know? I mean, I follow the news. I have not. Are you talking about like the same COVID? Like resurging, or are you talking about like an entirely other coronavirus?
No, an entirely other coronavirus. Like we have COVID-19 is what we're dealing with right now. We are preparing for next year's pandemic, whatever that happens to be. Right now, we're kind of just calling it COVID-20. It's like a little cute name that we came up with, but it literally could be anything.
Well, I mean, like, where are you getting this information from?
We're getting it mostly from Facebook.
You cannot be serious. Like getting your news, like getting your information from Facebook. You're doing what, business decisions and other people's lives, like events based off of Facebook crap? Are you kidding me? This is bullshit.
Well, okay. Hold on one second. So first of all, I do need to say that our manager's niece is a doctor. She has a doctorate, I believe, in acupuncture. I think that's what it was. But she saw a very compelling YouTube video that said that there's going to be something coming in 2021 as well. So we're calling it COVID-20, even though it's going to be next year. You see what's
happening.
Are all
of your managers like baby boomers or something? And do you have anybody there that's like under the age of 50 that can tell like the people that work there that YouTube videos are not an appropriate source of information? Are you serious?
No, I'm the only person that works here under 40. Everybody else is at least over the age of 70.
You know what? You know, at this point, just give us the deposit back. Like, give us our deposit back, and we will go somewhere else that gets our news from reliable sources.
Okay. Unfortunately, we do not have the deposit anymore. We used it to prepare for next year's pandemic. I'm really sorry. I'm looking at the list here, and it says we spent most of that money on gas masks and cans of beans. So I don't have that deposit to give back to you right now. But once again, we will host your wedding at our venue. We just don't know when.
Please don't make me seek legal action on this, okay? Because I will, and we are going to get that money back. You can hear from my lawyer. If you can't give me the deposit back, I mean, within, like, the next, like, I don't know, 2 to 3 business days, I am getting my lawyer on the phone. Do you understand?
All right. Yes. Would you like to speak to our manager?
Yes, I'd love to speak to your manager.
Okay, well, she's taking a nap right now, but when she wakes up, though, I'll be sure to tell her to give you a call,
why did
okay?
Why didn't you even offer it?
To be perfectly honest, I don't really know.
Okay, I'm gonna hang up now. And
okay, Lizzie, hold on, Lizzie. Before you go, none of this is true. This is Gavin from 106.5 The End and the Wake Up Call. You're on a phone scam. Your fiance Michael's the one who told me to do this. Okay, so if you're gonna get mad at anybody, get mad at him.
Oh, man, we might have to cancel that date anyways. Oh.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam@endonline.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.